Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Christian Communicators Live, where we help your ministry grow by sharing insider information from professional speakers and writers.
Good afternoon, sweet friends, and welcome to Christian Communicators Live. I'm Vonda Skelton, here with my co-director, Carolyn Kneffley, and we are roasting here in hot and humid South Carolina, aren't we, Carolyn?
We certainly are.
Oh, goodness gracious. And then on top of that, we've got some coughing left over from allergies. So we just have prayed that God would just calm our voices and keep that away from us. But Carolyn, why don't you tell our listeners what's going to be coming up in a few minutes?
Well, it's an exciting day because we have an exciting guest. And those who are listening and they call in whenever we open the lines, you'll be able to win one of the free books from our guest speaker, Annie. And I'll turn it back to you and give you the phone number, tell the phone number a little later in the program, Vonda.
Thank you. Yes, we are excited about our show today. It is such a blessing to introduce our guest, author, speaker, and artist, and Christian Communicators grad, Annie Padgett. Welcome, Annie.
Thank you, Vonda and Carolyn.
We are so glad to have her here today and can't wait to share her message. But before we do that, I want to tell you a little bit about her. Annie is an artist at heart. And by the way, her name is Annie Padgett. And the way to remember how to say that is it rhymes with magic. With a P. But she is the founder of a nonprofit ministry called Thou Art Exalted. She uses her gifts of ministry in combination with creativity to encourage girls and women to deepen their relationship with Christ. And I have seen it firsthand, and let me tell you, it is absolutely amazing. Now, Thou Art Exalted began with 20 girls in Annie's living room when her own daughter began to struggle with being too old for VBS and too young for the heavier issues of high school. And Annie couldn't find the right curriculum to bridge that gap for teen girls. So, just like all good writers and speakers, Annie used her gift of graphic design, art, and dance to begin Thou Art Exalted in 2007. 9 years later, her art-based curriculum reaches from Washington State to Western Australia. That is amazing, Annie. Oh, my goodness. Annie speaks at women's and girls' conferences, lunches, and retreats, and she offers art workshops to share her passion of lighting the fire of faith through the power of God's Word and art. But on top of all of that, she has written 6 summer studies, 2 year-long studies for middle school boys and girls. She's also written a mother-daughter devotional, and her latest release is Planted, Sit, Stand, and Walk with Jesus for Women. And I've done that study myself, and let me tell you, it was a blessed, eye-opening Bible study. So I know you're going to want to look that up. But her other titles include Journal with Me, a Mother-Daughter Devotional, and James, Following God's Road Signs for Preteen Girls and Boys, which are digital downloads. And I'll let her tell you about her upcoming release this fall. But Annie is overjoyed to teach the Word of God through a creative venue. She's been married for almost 20 years, and she doesn't look like she's much more than 20 years old. She has 4 kids, 4 chickens, a cat, and a golden doodle named Phineas. So I know you are so ready to hear from Annie. So you ready to get started, Annie? We're going to rush through this because we want to get that information out. I know a little bit about your story personally, but I would love to hear more about how you started Thou Art Exalted.
Well, Yvonda, you know, it honestly started when my fourth grade daughter was entering that stage of, like you said, just being wanting to grow up and being that really cool girl, but still being a little girl at heart. And I just had this desire, as I think all moms do at this age, that we want them to continue to love God. And I started looking for curriculum and didn't find exactly what I was looking for. And that's when you get the little tap on the shoulder from God that reminds you of how he's created you and what you've done in the past, and taking all those gifts and talents and preparing them for such a time as this. And I really felt like God was taking my young life history. I was on staff for 2 years, and being a graphic designer and an artist and a previous ballerina way, way, way back when, that God was just saying, Annie, capture her friends. And that was, to me, probably one of the most biggest taps on my shoulder, because as moms know, friends have such an influence on your girls.
Yes.
And
yes.
If you, I mean, as much as we pour in Jesus into their hearts, it's truly capturing their friends and wanting to pour into them as well, so that when your daughter is away and in her friendship circles, that they are encouraging her at the same time because they have been, you know, in your Bible studies. And so that summer, we grabbed 20 girls, and I cleared my living room, brought in 2 60-inch rounds, and we studied God's Word. But then we did an art project that related to the Word. So that is where Thou Art Exalted began. And Thou Art Exalted comes from 1 Chronicles 29, verse 11, about when King David was building the temple, and he had already given his personal funding, and all of a sudden his whole kingdom started giving out of their personal funds. And he was so overjoyed that he says, yours is the kingdom and yours is the glory, and you are exalted above heaven and earth. And I love the King James Version because it says, thou art exalted. And when I saw that word art, I just said, that's it. That is
the tree,
because he is exalted. And so that's truly how it began. And it's funny, on the art camps, which I do every summer, they're 1 week, very similar to a vacation Bible school, but for tween girls. On Friday night, I have all the girls save all of their artwork. So on Friday night, we have this big gallery of art, and all the parents come back, and grandparents and siblings. And so they got to see all the art in my house that one little summer with 20 girls. But at that point, we still had 100 pieces of art, because there's 5 days of art with 20 girls. So my whole living room was filled with 100 pieces of art. And one dad tapped me on the shoulder and said, well, what are you doing next year? And I looked at him like, well, next year, what are you talking about? And that's how God just totally took the ministry and started it, just started rolling. And the next year I had 35 girls. The next year I had 55. The next year I had 100. And then that's when I started writing the Bible studies, so that all girls around, really, the country could share in these Bible studies that have art attached to them.
Oh, how beautiful.
So,
and I love, I'm sorry, did you have something else to add? Because that is
so
incredible. Well, I love how God does those taps on the shoulders. And Carolyn and I have been through that many times with Christian communicators and with our individual ministries as well. And those are the times, particularly when it's nothing that we sought. You know, it's nothing that we pursued. It was all God's idea, and those are the times that are the sweetest spots to be in. So now we know how Thou Art Exalted got started, but I also know that you have a speaking ministry. So how did that come about, and when did that start?
Well, that started when I love that. Even when you're writing Bible studies, I feel that it is so important to be in one, to be studying God's Word from somebody else's perspective. And I have a wonderful mentor in Jacksonville, Florida, named Neely Tao, and she teaches an amazing adult women's Bible study. And one day she couldn't be there, and she asked me to teach for the class. And again, that's the tap on the shoulder that you don't think that you're qualified for. And then you start studying the scripture, and then the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit starts working. And after I gave that first lecture, I just got on my knees and I said, thank you, Lord, for letting me reach women, because yeah. my audience has been under 4 feet tall. and now I get to speak to moms of these young girls and women that are older. And it was just such a huge blessing. And through that, I started getting little by little invitations to speak at lunches locally. Mm-hmm. And then it gradually the word spreads, and then I've spoken at different conferences around the country and women's retreats. So that's how my speaking ministry started.
Oh, wow. Well, I too am a firm believer in using the gifts and the talents that God gives us within our speaking ministries. And I can't do what you do. I can't draw a straight line. I can't even make a pretty sun, you know, the old 5-year-old sun that you draw. I can't even do that. But I love incorporating drama and music and humor. Mm-hmm. And Carolyn does such an excellent job of incorporating tea and hospitality into her ministry as well. Along that line, can you give us a little more detail about your personal God-given talents and gifts beyond simply just saying art and dance? What does that really mean?
Right.
What are the applications of it?
Well, I love Max Lucado wrote a book, The Cure for the Common Life, a couple of years ago. And he mm-hmm. talked about the intersection of our affections and successes, and that's where we find our uniqueness. And if I look back at the intersection of my affections and successes, I go back to art, I go back to ballet, I go back to just starting to understand and learn about who God was and is. And I believe that those affections, those passions that God gave me is what I took into ministry. And mm-hmm. not knowing, really, that he would use all these gifts into Thou Art Exalted, what it is now, it's exciting to look back. And one of his questions was, which I love, he said, what did you love to do as a child? And he said, either you were building the sandcastles or you were organizing the people that were building the sandcastles. And I love that. And I thought, no, I was definitely creating the sandcastles. And I know. Do you remember the Lillian Vernon catalog that used to come to our home?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And one of the very first, catalogs. And I remember as a child going through pages and pages trying to figure out how I could create one of those figurines. And, of course, isn't that funny? But we didn't even have a glue gun back then. And I thought, what would life be without a glue gun? I'm not really sure. But I had flour and water, and so I would just sit there and try to make what this magazine was producing. So I knew at that mm-hmm. point that God had given me an artistic ability. So I love to take that into ministry. And I love what you said about not being able to draw a sun, because when I do women's retreats or conferences, I always ask the leader who's leading the retreat if I can do an art project with the women. And a lot of the women just want to leave that portion of the session.
Yeah.
They're like, and so I always tell the director, I'm like, lock the doors. Don't let anybody leave, because I know that some women start sweating when they think about having to do an art project. And
that would be me.
Exactly. And I know that because they've been discouraged along the way, that they are not artistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, I cannot even tell you the joy it brings me to watch these women participate in these art projects, because it also is the foundation to what I'm about to speak on. So therefore, they have a visual of whatever, you know, the lesson is.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
when they do these art projects, there is laughter, There is freedom. There is just release of all the stress that women go through, and likewise with young girls as well. But art is therapeutic. It just does something, lets us take a deep breath and just enjoy the moment for a while. So next time I do an art project, you're invited.
Oh, well, thank you.
So you
yes,
can draw that
sun. I would be one of those. I would be one of those trying to get out the door. But
right.
Listener, isn't this just great information for us as speakers and writers? And I hate to stop right here, but let's take a moment and let Carolyn open up the phone lines for us. Carolyn?
Oh, I'd be happy to. This is such a great conversation, Annie, and yes, I would be the one to go and lock the doors because I know the ladies will enjoy it.
Yes.
And you give them the opportunity to see how successful they really are.
Right.
Ladies and listeners, you have an opportunity to call in and ask Annie any question. And you can also choose one of her books if you're the first caller. And that phone number is area code 347-843-4920. Again, it's 847-4920. Oh, Annie, tell us some more. Fonda, do you have another question?
I do. You know me. I want to know it all as quickly as I can find out. So, okay, Annie, we've talked about how you use the art and the creativity, but how do you make that apply and fit in with your speaking engagements? Can you give us some specifics about that?
Sure, absolutely. Well, as an example, last week I spoke at First Baptist Church downtown in Jacksonville, and they're doing a women's luncheon series. And a part of the series, they were also packing backpacks for a ministry called Porch Light Ministries. And the ministry is for girls that are being rescued from slave trafficking. And there were probably about 100 women in the room, and we made these crosses. And we broke pottery and placed it inside the cross. And then from there, we added ribbon, we added a scripture, we put scripture on the back of the cross and on the sides of the wooden cross. They're absolutely beautiful. They're on my website, on my Facebook page. You can go back and look. But not only were friendships and relationships being made with these women, as they were making this broken cross, I was talking about how God can take our brokenness and make it into something beautiful. So it's almost like, you know, when James says, do not only listen to the word, but do what it says. It's almost like doing what it says is like maybe taking art to a different level, a different dimension of doing, that we are actually applying the scripture onto this art project. And so now there are 47 crosses that will be packed into these backpacks to these young girls that have been prayed over. And not only that, when I went into the lesson to teach for the luncheon, we talked about the crosses, and I talked about our brokenness and talked about, funny enough, how therapeutic it is to break pottery. Sometimes we're kind of stressed, and breaking pottery for a busy mom is kind of fun. I'm not sure why, but so the art is fun as well. But that these visual art projects have so much deep meaning, and it just allows you to understand the scripture even better because you've been a part of something visually. So that is an example of how the art communicates with the lesson. For sure.
I love that. And what's interesting with hearing you describe that is that's what I can do with music and drama and humor. You know, only it's not a piece of something or parts that you put together, but it's more of a visual demonstration. And so that's a good reminder that we all can take whatever it is that God has gifted us with and figure out a way to incorporate it into our ministries to make our ministries unique and
unique.
And
absolutely,
yes, specific to us. So how would you encourage others to discover the gifts and talents? A lot of times people say, well, I can't do anything. So how would you encourage them to find those gifts and talents and then use them in their speaking ministries?
Right. I love the scripture, 1 Corinthians 12:7, and this is from the Contemporary English Version, but it says, the Spirit has given each of us a special way of serving others. How beautiful is that? The Spirit has given each of us a special way of serving others. And so I think, again, it's going back and saying, what am I good at? What am I passionate about? I had a good friend who runs a toy store in Jacksonville, and she said, Annie, I could never speak. And I said, oh, yes, you could. I said, I bet you could talk about your toys because you've been talking about your toys for the past 20 minutes to me. You've been demonstrating them. You've been playing with them. And I thought, well, that's her passion. Her passion is having this store full of children's toys and taking that and allowing this to use it and to combine it with whatever you're studying as a speaker, if you're studying a certain portion of scripture and then tying it into your special and unique gift, you will attach that passion to that passage and you will connect with your audience because it's natural.
Wow.
It is natural. Right. And you will draw them in. And I truly believe that they'll have a better understanding of what you're trying to convey.
Exactly. And I love how you said that how it meshes with your message. And I feel that anytime, just about anything that happens in life, that there can be a unique message that can go with it and there can be a way to use it.
Yes.
And I had that happen just this past week with caring for my cousin in Michigan. I almost got squirted by a skunk.
Oh, my God.
And so I was telling my cousin, I said, you know what? There'll be a way I'll be able to use that on a stage and a message. And they said, how in the world would you do that? And I said,
absolutely.
I don't know, but I know I will. And that night, the Lord gave me the vision of how we are to be a sweet aroma to Christ.
Wow.
And if we're not careful, we can carry the aroma of the evil one instead.
And
so that's just a little nugget of what, you know, I feel like God has given me another message, and it all started with running into a skunk. I mean, literally running into a skunk. So isn't that exciting that he will do that?
It is, and I love the verse, open my eyes that I may see the wonderful things in your law. I believe it's Psalm 119. And I think that it truly, in opening our eyes to our everyday circumstances and allowing God to use that in a creative way. I remember one time I was speaking on the feeding of the 5,000, and it was, the idea was, what can you do? Meaning they didn't have a lot of resources, obviously. And
right.
But what could they do with what they were given to them? And that week, my son had an art project that he was making, and I think he had to make a musical instrument, and he made it out of shells, and it was beautiful. And the whole guitar, it had strings, it had driftwood. It was amazing, and I did not help him. And I was so excited that we're driving to school. It was the day of the presentation. And I asked him, I said, Curry, where is your shell guitar? And he looks at me with all confidence and says, it's in my backpack. And I just paused. And I went, oh, dear, a third grade boy with a backpack and a shell guitar. Like, that is not going to work. And so we get to school, and I just was like praying, Lord, you are teaching me what can I do through this scripture. And so, of course, he opens up his backpack and his tears just start welling up because there are shells everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
And he looks at me and I said, darling, I said, God's got this. And I said, and mommy is really good with a glue gun. And I bet you at this elementary school, there is a teacher with a glue gun. And I said, we are being taught to have faith in God and saying, what can we do with the little resources that we have?
Oh,
and
goodness.
Sure enough, by the presentation, I glued the shell guitar back together. So God had multiplied, yes, the
right.
And the best. Yep. And so that was another creative way that I know that when we open our eyes to see the wonderful things that he has for us, then we can use that in our lectures. We can use that to teach others the meaning of Scripture in a creative way.
Oh, I love that story. How precious. Oh, goodness.
And I still have the shell guitar.
Do you? Oh, I'm sure that would be priceless.
It is a treasure.
Well, I'm sorry?
That's it. It's a
I didn't
treasure.
Hear. Oh, it is. We're running out of time, but I did want to give you the opportunity to tell me, because I don't know either, and our listeners, if you have any new books on the horizon. I think you said you had something coming up soon. Can you tell us real quickly about that?
I sure can. We had our first all-girls conference in Jacksonville this past February called He Knows My Name. And from that, I have started writing a 30 devotional for tween girls called He Knows My Name. So it will be coming out in the fall. And so it's 30 devotionals based on the Good Shepherd, based on that He knows our name and He will lead us out. So that is a devotional I'm writing, which is super exciting. And the other is another women's Bible study called Riding Tandem. Riding, like as in a bike. Riding Tandem.
Uh-huh.
And it's leaning on the leading of God. And the basic overall is that God needs to be steering and we need to be in the back seat and just pedaling. Because the back seat only pedals. It's not able to steer.
There are so
many creative analogies with this tandem bicycle. And so I am just super excited to get that out as well.
I know you are.
I am.
Annie, would you give us your website address?
Absolutely. It's www.thouartexalted.com. And that's thouartexalted.com.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Annie, for being here. We only have about
30
seconds left. Is there any last minute quick tip or blessing or anything else you'd like to share that we didn't cover?
You know, Vonda, I think my last words would come from 2 Timothy 1:6, to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in us, so that we would all find out the passions and gifts that God has given to each of us as his children and kindle afresh, make that known, make his voice and his word known, and using your gifts to make that happen. Because he will give you the power and the desires of his heart.
How beautiful. How beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your
insight and
your encouragement and encouraging us to incorporate our own gifts and talents into our writing and our speaking ministry. And I think today you've truly shown us that speaking is easier when we use our natural talents and gifts to help convey our messages. And as you said, our gifts are our passions. And when we combine these with God's word, our speaking will just naturally come alive. So, friends, to find out more about Annie and her ministry, you'll want to check out her website. And as she just said, that's thouartexalted.com. And friends, thank you for joining us today. Without you, there'd be no reason to have Christian Communicators Live. And ladies, if you feel called to speak and don't know where to begin, or perhaps you're already speaking but want to learn how to grow your outreach and connect with other Christian women speakers, we hope you'll visit our website, ChristianCommunicators.com, where we educate, validate, and launch women in their speaking ministries. Our August conference is currently full, But as we know, schedules can change, and each year we've been able to invite ladies from our waiting list to come to our conference. So if you're interested in being on the waiting list, just check the details at the website, christiancommunicators.com. Thank you so much for being here, and we look forward to being with you again next month. Goodbye.